is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, 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 everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Chauncey with hay fever. Boy, the allergies kicked in this morning when I was driving in. So if you hear me sniffling, I apologize, but when I get home, I'll make sure I take something. Excuse me, once again. Hey, first of all, it's May. Yep. I'm trying to think of the song from Camelot, but it's not going to work this morning. Don't worry. I won't hurt your eardrums and sing. But it's May and flowers are blooming. I planted all kinds of vegetables. I got to tell you, it's kind of cool. I'm planting these vegetables. And I look to my right and here's this little, you know, people call him chipmunks, 13-line ground squirrel. He's standing there looking at me. And he looked at me for about 20 minutes like, what are you doing out here? It's the little touches of nature. That's what I like. It's a little touch of nature, which is a really cool thing. But, man, let me tell you, I know. We got to get a couple of things. We have a lot going on today, as we have every week. But remember, perch season is closed in Lake Illinois, waters of Lake Michigan. Small lakes, we're going to talk about it in the fishing report. Hot, hot, hot. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Hot, hot, hot is not the understatement. And hummingbirds are showing up. I set up my hummingbird feeder, and when I was out there planting yesterday, I looked up, and I saw a couple of hummingbirds kind of checking out my feeder, saying, do we want this? Do we want that? You know? Or should I, you know, take a ride and get a hot dog and fry someplace? But, I mean, it was really kind of cool to see them out there. And just so I had the chipmunk, the hummingbirds, you know, and everybody else that was in the bird feeders and stuff like that. Since, you know, we'll be talking about that in a couple of minutes also about bird feeding. We'll give you that cue up there. But there's a lot of stuff. I mean, really, with, you know, the weather changing, it would be nice to get in, you know, mid to upper 60s instead of 50s and 40s. I would like that, but that's okay. We understand that completely. Completely, we understand that. And, but I mean, there is just a ton of stuff out there that I want to make sure that we get across from people. As a matter of fact, yes, I tried this in the last segment, but it seems like I run out of time. Today at they have a waterfall and wildflowers, a W&W hike at Starved Rock State Park. This is a cool place. If you haven't been to Starved Rock State Park in a long time, take a ride out there. It's not that far. It's 90 miles away. Get off 80 right there. Great lodge. Walk around. Be part of the program there. You can go online to the IDNR website and click on it and get more information. But, you know, you go to the lodge, have a little lunch. Maybe, you know, you have to quench your throat, you know. Our crack producers today, they like quenching their throats, I think. But I'm not quite sure. May 6th is Earth Stewardship Day in the state of Illinois Fairgrounds. So if you're going to be in central Illinois. And for all of those here in Illinois who go crazy with the permit system and stuff like that, as of May 6th, fall turkey firearm starts That's a very, very important thing for us all to be part of. But you know what? On today's show, we got a really good one. I think it's fun. It's almost the educational hour, the PBS station of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We have Joe Fesset. She's the executive director of the Illinois Audubon Society, who will talk to us about feeding our little feathered friends like I was yesterday in the backyard after many of us stopped feeding with the bird flu outbreak last year. Then Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County will talk about all the cool programs from kids. I don't care if you're 8 years old or 108, that you can enjoy right in your own backyard called the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. There are tons and tons and tons of things. FPDCC.com. Those are the ones to definitely check out. And then, of course, we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report with all his information. And remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to ESPN Chicago app and go to the website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you can do that and just click on the podcast and hear it too. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. So sit back, enjoy Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And it's the number one most listened to outdoor radio show in the Midwest. Oh, I can hear a telephone ringing in the background. It must be Captain Tony.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide.
Well, he's sitting on the dock of Winthrop Harbor. We got Captain Tony on for the year. How are you, buddy?
Good, John. It's just another great year of fishing out on the big pond.
On the big pond?
And the big pond.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know you launched the boat about a couple of weeks ago. We were out the middle of this week, and you know, you're lined up. You got people wanting charters. You got a few dates open. But how good is the coho fishing?
No, right now, I hate to say, but it's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal.
It is crazy action. The way you always think coho fishing is. We weren't out there long, I tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. But no, there's high numbers of cohos in our area. The bait fish is stacked. I mean, they're just jumping in the boat. It's so crazy. You can throw anything in the water and catch a coho.
Well, yeah, and that's true. But, you know, the thing is, this time of the year, there's a lot of coho in shore. I mean, you know, you're catching them. I know on weekends it's pretty heavy with recreational boats out there, and guys are casting from a number of different harbors, from Indiana all the way up to, you know, Wisconsin state line and probably beyond. But, I mean, you know, this is the time of year where you're staying relatively closer in. You're not making long runs, but, you know, sometimes you got to work for your fish, don't you?
Right. Depending on the wave, the winds, the condition, how much bait is around. How your boat traffic is, because you remember, everyone's catching fish. We're out there, everybody's catching fish.
Mm-hmm.
So the pod's only so big, and you got to go through it a couple times. And like you said, it's heavier on the weekends. But, yeah, we're not going far. We come out of harbor, you know, 20 feet of water. We're setting up already, you know. Like I said, the number of cohos this year are fantastic.
Oh, goddamn.
You know, and it's like, yeah, double lot dodgers, peanut flies, half cut flies.
Mm-hmm.
I've been running a couple 3-4 inch flies that are working. I think you said the other day when we looked at the fish, there was like a 5 inch alewife.
Yeah, there was a 5 inch alewife. It could have been 5.5 inches. I was like, God, he must have been hungry. And he still ate something else, right?
Oh, yeah, they just eat and grow. That's cohos.
Yeah.
You know, pretty soon, you know, they're anywhere from a few pounds up to 4.5. They're going to just keep getting bigger.
Exactly.
That's what cohos do, is eat, and eat again.
That's right. Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to get out on the big pond, what do they do?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741. Leave me a message if I don't answer, because I'm probably netting the fish or just yanking them over the back.
That's right. And your website is?
www.diamondghostcharters.com. A lot of info on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dates are going pretty quick. You have a lot more weekdays. Afternoons are just as good as the mornings, especially this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'm pretty filled up on weekends. I do have a couple afternoons left, but weather permitting, we will fish.
Okay, and what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost?
Get that rod.
Get the rod. Fish on. All right, Tony, thanks much.
All right, good fishing, everybody. Be safe out there.
Bye.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. It may be cold outside, but spring is just around the corner, and Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service and winterizing this season with five fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands of boats. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their winter secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
It started out just like any other cast, except this time I hooked up.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
The Dragomar reel was smoking.
Monster bass, please don't break my line.
The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And let me tell you, I've always said, if you're a fisherman, you're a biologist. If you're a mushroom picker, you're, besides picking mushrooms, you're also a botanist. If you're a fisherman, 90% of you fishermen out there don't realize it, but guess what? You're a birder. And right now, I'm speaking with Joe Fassett. Did I say that right, Joe?
Joe Fassett. You got it.
She's the executive director of the Illinois Audubon Society. Yes, we have an Audubon Society here in Illinois since,
1897.
Woo! Long time, dear. Long time.
Long time.
The interesting thing, I am having Joe on, because we've heard a lot about the bird flu and, you know, people, you know, don't feed the birds, feed the birds, you know, back and forth. And they really found out that a lot of the bird flu is affecting in the wild birds was the water birds. And I said, I got to get somebody on to talk to me about bird feeding, because we're getting birds moving up back through Illinois, aren't we, Joe?
Yes, we are. Oh, boy. Migration is just starting to heat up. Everybody's reporting what they're seeing, and I can't get out yet to see them, and it's driving me nuts that I can't get out to see all the warblers. But, yeah, they started down south last week, and we know because everybody reports these on eBird, so you see all the eBirds every morning, and it's really cool because you can just, it's like a wave. You can see, oh, here's what's hitting southern Illinois. Oh, here's what's hitting Champaign. And then they just start walking their way right up to north side of Chicago. And they're on their way.
Yeah. And, you know, people just, you know, I was happen to be in a large, whatever you want to call it, a place where you're going to buy plants and all kinds of backyard stuff, you know, from chairs to awnings, et cetera. And they had a huge bird selection, you know, bird feeding area with all kinds of stuff. And, you know, certain birds will only go to certain feeders, or, you know, you have to adjust a little bit because, as I said, as, you know, we mentioned that, you know, some birds don't want to go onto a little cylindrical thing with, you know, perches on it. That they're not made to go to those things, right?
That's correct. There's some birds that just don't feed by what we call like a tube feeder.
Yeah, tube feeders.
With little perches sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of what you see in your backyard, if you're in an urban area, like the house finches or the house sparrows,
mm-hmm.
or even like the little chickadees will jump on there. But, mm-hmm. you know, our big red cardinals, they like to have their feet flat. So they need either a hanging platform or just throw it on the ground. And they love to eat it on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's depending on what you have in your backyard, mm-hmm. and what you kind of want to bring in closer to look at, you need to understand who needs to feed how.
Mm-hmm. Who needs what. And
yeah, who needs what.
And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying, here's my, I have to get a disclaimer on this one. You know, all cars aren't made the same, and all bird food is not made the same. Certain birds like certain feed, and certain birds like other feed. And, you know, sometimes you get a lot of junk seeds in those wild bird feeding packages. But this is where you need to go to somebody who has a better understanding of. And there are stores and different, you know, backyard companies that really have high-quality feeds to offer these birds, and it's only going to help them, right?
Right. Yeah, and you bring up a good point. It's, unfortunately, it's kind of like food. The cheaper it is, the less quality.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a great big bag, and it seems like a cheap price, it's probably because it has a lot of filler
mm-hmm.
in it. And not only is that filler, will the birds not eat it, but it'll sprout like crazy in your yard. And you're going to get weeds that you don't want from that filler sitting around.
I learned.
Yeah. You know, Chauncey, if you're starting out to feed the birds, mm-hmm. or even if you've fed the birds for a long time, one of the best things to do is just get sunflower seeds.
Really?
That's a go-to. I just buy a bag of sunflower seeds. Everybody loves sunflower seeds. Now, yeah, if you go to the outdoor section, there's some fancier stuff you can get into, you know, the night at the sole,
mm-hmm.
or they'll have bags with peanuts
mm-hmm.
in it, peanut blends, and, you know, some little pieces of dried fruit. Yeah, that's great. But you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, start out with some black oil sunflower seeds, and everybody loves that.
Everybody loves
it. I mean, the house finches will eat that. The cardinals love it. The woodpeckers love it. The chickadees love it.
Now, are these seeds in a husk? Like, I'm thinking of, you know, the striped sunflower seeds?
No, these are black oil.
Oh, black oil
they're
ones.
Called, yeah, black oil is smaller. It's tiny little, smaller. They do sell the striped ones, but they're just not as common for bird feeding.
Right, right. But, I mean,
it's
if you see
old,
them.
Good old black oil, it's like vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, well, ooh, because the other ones, you know, hey, the squirrels love you, but, you know, you're not out there feeding the squirrels.
Yeah. Well, that all comes with, you know, strategic feeder placement and, you know, how you install your feeders.
Oh, yeah.
Squirrels are pretty, you know, they're pretty inventive, and they'll get to, if you make it easy for them to get to it, they'll just run through your seeds.
Oh, yeah.
And you can fill it in there.
And it's not just seeds that they'll eat, because I have a hummingbird feeder. And I kept thinking, why am I putting a lot of liquid in this hummingbird feeder?
Oh, yeah.
And then I one day was sitting in outside, you know, not moving. I said, I'm just going to watch the birds for a while. And I watched the squirrel walk the fence line from three houses away into my backyard, crawled up this 4x4 that makes the center of my bird feeder. And his back legs grabbed onto the post, and his front legs, he pushed that hummingbird feeder so it was at an angle, and he drank half the bottle.
Sugar.
I'm like, this.
Yeah, they're not dumb. Yeah. You know, and that reminds me of something, Chauncey. This time of year, with, you know, our birds returning, one of the fun things is, have you ever hung the oranges out for the orioles?
Yes.
That is so much fun. And then you don't have to go, well, you have to go to the store, obviously, to buy the oranges, but you don't need a feeder.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, run a string through it and hang it, and watching those orioles on there is fun when they do hit the yard.
Oh, yeah, and they're just gorgeous to watch and look at.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I would assume you can go on the Internet and get a lot of information about bird feeding and stuff like that, correct?
Yes.
You know,
yes, well, get everything on the Internet, right?
Oh, of course, but you can.
Yeah, yeah. No, do a little reading if you're you want to get better and help the birds, but also help bring more of them to your backyard, because that's what it's all about, is having fun watching them.
Right.
So if you're not getting birds, maybe you're feeding wrong. Or the other thing, Chauncey, is seed will get old.
Yes.
And if it, you know, especially the Niger seed, if that gets old, they won't touch it. So, you know, if you're not getting birds, you're either putting it in the wrong container, you're, you know, using the wrong seed, it might be old. Or sometimes of the year, you've got some competition with natural food.
Yeah.
And they're going to go to the natural food first and come to you when they're, you know, down on their luck. And There's Chauncey with his feeder. I'll go to him today.
Hey, let me ask you this question. Now, we were just talking about birds and bird feeding, but the Illinois Audubon Society is way bigger than bird feeding. You guys are in the land protection and different programs, and what does the Illinois Audubon Society do to help the environment and birding?
Well, our mission is protect and restore and educate about native plants and animals. So on one side, we've got this fabulous member base, and we produce a magazine four times a year, so we're always keeping them up to speed on what's going on in the environment and, you know, helping them learn more about everything, birds, bats, frogs, toads, fish, whatever. And then the other side is one of the ways to make sure that we're taking care of our native plants and animals is to protect the lands they need. So if we love birds, you got to make sure that you continue to provide habitat for them.
Mm.
It's one of the, you know, one of the biggest threats to, I mean, birds, any animals these days, is habitat loss.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the ways to protect that and help that is to purchase land and protect it. And we've been doing this now, wow, since the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Started out by some people giving us some properties. And then the game changer was we got a bequest. Somebody left us $250,000 and said, here you go, Illinois Audubon, but you have to spend it on land acquisition.
Mm.
So we started purchasing land. Some of it we still hang on to today. And we do, you know, restoration. We maintain it as native areas. Some of them are open for hiking and walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we don't hang on to it. Sometimes we purchase property and we purchase it at the request of, say, Department of Natural Resources,
mm-hmm.
Fish and Wildlife, Forest Service. They, if a piece of property comes up that has some conservation value and they want to own it eventually and protect it, they can't move as fast as we can.
Right.
We're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got funds set aside. We can go to the auction. We can go to the landowner
mm-hmm.
and make the deal and purchase the property. And then sometimes we just donate it to them. Sometimes they purchase it back,
mm-hmm.
purchase it back from us. All done at fair market value. We don't
right.
We don't mess with land values at all. But we're managing about 3,500 acres, and we've protected about seven, about double that.
Cool. And that's what the Illinois Audubon Society, I mean, it's not just like, you know, oh, we're going to look at bird. No, they work at, you know, giving the habitat, giving the structure,
yes.
and teaching. There's,
yes.
you know, a field trips. There's, you know, bird labs. You could learn about birds in downtown Chicago. There's peregrine falcons. There's all there's a lot of birds besides pigeons in Chicago, people. And, I mean, there's so many.
Oh, don't knock pigeons. They're good.
Oh, they are. I know they're good.
They are good. They're great flyers. Think about it.
They are.
Think about the next time you see a pigeon flying through the tall buildings.
Mm-hmm. Catching the wind and stuff. They're having a field day out there. But, I mean, you do so much. If somebody wants to learn more about the Illinois Audubon Society, what's the best way they can do this?
Oops, sorry about that. Oh, I would love for them to learn about us. IllinoisAudubon.org.
IllinoisAudubon.org. And you could see yep. membership. You can donate. You could see kinds of they got some really cool, you know, logo wear. You can volunteer. You can learn about all the different programs. And birding isn't just for the older adult. It's from no. anyone who is 8 years old up. You know what I mean?
Yes. Who doesn't like to look at birds?
That's right.
It's, you know, and if you enjoy it, join us or just,
mm-hmm.
you know, take advantage of the information we have.
Right.
Our field trips are open to members and non-members. We just like to take people out and show them places in Illinois that maybe they've never been.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of our field trips are birds.
That's right.
That's why we call them adventures.
That's right. Because I like to say, Illinois, it's right in your own backyard.
Yes. And that's what we are. We are in Illinois for Illinois.
That's right. Well, Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and
yeah.
talking to us about the Illinois Audubon Society. Once again, everybody, that's IllinoisAudubon.org. IllinoisAudubon.org. Check it out. Trust me, I already know you're a birder. You just don't know it yourself yet. Okay,
you know
Joe?
What? If you've got bird feeders
mm-hmm.
and you're watching the birds,
you're a birder.
You're a bird watcher.
Joe, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Chauncey. It's been fun.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 186 6th Street, South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is celebrating with two great programs. One is the Lund Bonus Days to get a certificate for $500 on the purchase of a select 2025 model with a Mercury outboard, or check out the Lowe Set for Summer sales event and make your summer fun one you won't forget. Find that durable, trusted Lowe that you've been dreaming of with a Mercury outboard with the best sale of the year that ends May 31st, and you can save up to $4,000. $1,000. So whether you're looking for a new Lund or Low powered by a Mercury outboard, or you want a fun certified used boat from Waterworks, call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and get ready for a summer full of fun on the water with Waterworks Marine.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, man, you seen a bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Oh, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chowalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Some call it a...
Hi there, this is Chelsea Cartin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And a body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like a snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing that we both like.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me right now, yes, the one, the only, the magnificent soothsayer of all knowledge of the great outdoors, and he's the man behind the green curtain, too. Tim Mondel, everybody, from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County.
You have always managed to leave me speechless. What can I say?
Well, it's just a little different. Just a little different, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's handling in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County? Three, two, go ahead, start talking.
Well, in the month of May, we finally have some really gorgeous weather that we can get outside and host these special events. So it's a catch-22, Chauncey. We love hosting these events. We love planning them. We love preparing them. But the challenge is and will always be they're outdoor-based. And so we are just subject to the weather. That being said, May tends to be a little bit nicer for us, easier for us to hold these events, for the weather to hold off. So that being said, we've got special events every weekend throughout this month. Go ahead.
I looked at the list, buddy, and I'm not kidding you. You guys have put, there's an old term, you're putting 4 pounds of sand in a 1 pound can. You're putting 5 pounds of sand in a quarter pound can. You got so much going on. How do you keep track of everything?
We don't. I mean, that's the scary part. It's an exaggerated. No. We try. We do everything we can. I mean, I think at the end of the day, honestly, it comes down to the communities and what they want. You get the right partners to help us support these events in every way, shape, and form.
Mm-hmm.
It makes everything work. And we couldn't be happier and more impressed. And just the fact that we rely on that is amazing. And they've been phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're starting out with a camping leadership immersion course at Camp Sullivan on the 3rd. You got early morning bird walk at the Little Red Schoolhouse on the 3rd at 7:30 in the morning. That's a half an hour after my show ends, everybody, just so you know.
sprint, go!
Yeah. The Hidden Lives of Fungi. Well, the Hidden Lives of Fungi need to be in a frying pan with garlic and butter.
Homer Simpson salivating.
Yes. You know.
Well, the CLIC program, that's abbreviated or the acronym for Camping Leadership Immersion Course. We've talked about this a lot over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just basically designed program to get to garner experience or anybody out in the preserves in any way, shape, and form. You don't need the gear. We have it for you. We teach you as the youth, organization head, whether it's a school, whatever it might be. Come on out. We have the gear for you. That weekend, you learn the basics of camping, everything involved, and then you can come and get the gear another time, reserve it down at Camp Sullivan. It's as easy as that. It's like a gear library thing.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You
have the following weekend, World Migratory Bird Day. Well, I guess it's kind of over the course of a few days. All depends when and where, but the preserves being who we are, we tend to hold it, again, everywhere, all the time. So you can go to Sagawa, you can head over to River Trail Nature Center, you can do the Big Sit, you can go down to Little Calumet and be part of the Chicago River Day and the Migratory Bird Day. So there's different strokes for different folks, and there's ample opportunity to get out there.
How appropriate, since our, the previous interview on the show today was the Illinois Audubon Society.
Ooh, perfect timing.
Perfect.
Folks, this wasn't set up.
No, it wasn't. You think Mr. Mondel and I are going to set something up? Oh, geez, okay.
No, that involves planning.
Yeah.
I can't do that right now. There's other things too, Chauncey, and to the folks I want to mention. So we focus on various cultures, right? We talk about that all the time, so I don't want to talk too much about it, but the idea then behind it with April is it's Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, amongst other things. And where is it up at? It's up at Carl Hansen Woods on the 10th. We're going to have a kite festival. We partner with the Hanover Township, with a couple of other offices, and we tried to just host all things related to API as well as just kind of getting out in nature. Mm-hmm. So if you want to bring your kite out there, go for it. There'll be ample room for you to fly it. You can check out the mammal South Korean American comparisons. There's a lot to do.
Let's go fly a kite up. Mary Poppins now banging in my head.
My kids watched that the other day. I think they liked it. I think they just didn't understand it because they're probably used to newer movies. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a classic.
That's exactly. What else we got going on, buddy?
Where do you want to go? You can do Spring Festival. That is on Sunday, actually, this coming Sunday, up at, Thatcher Woods, which is part of Trailside Museum of Natural History, as well as the Central Zone. Again, many partners involved to make something this big happen. So you have that one going on. We have Spring Has Sprung on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
That's with the University of Illinois Extension. We have just tons. Sunrise Hike for you early risers on the 11th. You can do that one. I know it's Mother's Day, but if you want to try something a little bit different, you could do a Mother's Day Fun Runner Walk. That's at 8 a.m., and then you still got time to get that belly going and get out for brunch.
Yeah.
Early enough in the morning that you can do that.
If my mother was still alive, she would be dragging me to the Trailside Museum for the Mother's Day Spring Nature Walk. It's a small nature center. It's a small hike along the river. It would be perfect to do something with your mother. And if your mom is still alive, grab her and take her. Please, 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 please.
Do it.
Because I would love if my mother was around yet that I could do that with.
That's nice. It's nice to be surrounded by it. You can only check out the ephemerals. I mean, you're going to see two in that calendar, Chauncey.
Yeah.
Spring walks, and, you know, that's the beauty of nature, right, is that we don't know. I mean, we have an idea what to expect, but we don't know what we're really going to get that day or that time. So even when we do walks like that, you know, oh, there's a trout lily popping up. There's this, there's that.
Yeah.
For you paddlers, I know with your listeners, Chauncey especially, some folks, you know, they like to get out there, right? They want to explore. And you paddle before, whether you've done like a duck hunting or you've just gone, I don't know, the lower mouth of the Wisconsin River, something like that.
Yeah.
This is for amateurs. This is for pros. This is for everybody in between. It is the annual Des Plaines Canoe and Kayak Marathon. It's going to take place on Sunday the 18th. It starts up in Libertyville and then takes out in Mount Prospect at Dam Number 2 Woods. It could be a couple-hour paddle, sometimes four. It just depends. It's all downriver, but if you got your gear,
mm-hmm.
I highly, highly recommend it. It is an amazing experience. It all varies with the water levels, but it's going on now, I think, borderline 70 years. So it's not like this thing is brand new. This is pretty cool to be part of history, in my opinion.
Yeah. This isn't taking over for the Ralph Fries...
Oh, the Ralph Fries Memorial Paddle?
Right.
No. That's different because that one's done on the North Branch.
Right. Oh, that's right. It is.
Yeah. You see, I think the launch is usually at the Lagoons Number 7 and kick out of Linnae Woods, Morton Grove. This one, collaborative efforts between the Des Plaines Canoe Association, Paddle Association, excuse me. We got Lake County and, of course, Cook County. And it's usually like MWRD will jump in there and a few others.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you got more really frog things going on.
It's a good time to go check out, right? When we get in there, hibernation or borderline, all right, hibernation, Deer Grove. And so even if I'm driving down one of the roads, you can hear windows down. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, you want to go down south, check out near the Sagawa area, or you want to go, you know, even down was that Green Lake? I think closer down to Sand Ridge. It's awesome too. So it's a lot of places to go check out. You're going to hear them everywhere.
Oh yeah, and yeah. I mean, it's just you've got the other thing I'm finding here is you're having artistic things in the fort. You know how to paint, how to do this, how to do that, and some of them are already booked and full already. So you got to be quick on, check out every month on the Forest Preserve District of Cook County site. But I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on with that, and restoration up the you got more programs to cut out stuff, pick stuff, throw it away, I mean clean up, and not just garbage. We're talking about cleanup, we're talking about getting rid of mustard and other invasive plants. And I mean, if somebody wants to get their hands a little dirty, or a Girl Scout or Boy Scout unit wants to get their hands a little dirty with some gloves on, you've got tons of programs.
That's exactly it. Again, different folks are different folks, and that's kind of our mentality and perspective when we create these programs, is to understand what maybe, can't right, say everything's always perfect, but we try to understand the general needs of what we should offer, and a way to get people involved. You have that, so I don't know, you intended to do it, but it's good transition with the Weaving with Weeds on the 31st. Perfect opportunity, talking from the artistic side, from the restoration side, from the practical use side. It's kind of the preaching the conservation, sustainability. It just feels cool because you created this awesome thing. And you talk, too, about the artist side. On the Tuesdays up at Deer Grove, Camp Ramberg is the location. BYO Art Stuff Mm-hmm. All are welcome, ages, et cetera. There's a Deer Grove Nature Artist. They hold it every Tuesday. So you can do that one. That's a drop-in. What was the one I was going to tell you, too? Oh, yeah, the book walk. So that is being held at, I'm going to say it this time, Chauncey, Sagawa Environmental Learning Center, even though I just messed it up. And so it's being held throughout the entire month, where they'll have, we do story walks at pop-up locations and sometimes at our brick-and-mortar nature centers. But this one's going to be book walk with this immense world. And then we have a dual-language self-guided prairie walk that is up at Crabtree Nature Center. So there's things, too, where you don't have to book it. Again, schedules are all over the place for people. So take a look at the calendar, see when the nature centers are open, and then pop in there and be part of it.
You know, one of the things, before I let you go, there's a, you know, there's programs from whether you're a very young child, I'm talking, you know, 5, 6 years old, maybe even a little bit younger than that, to someone who's 105 years old. But the coolest thing is, even if you don't have kids anymore, the kids are grown and, you know, your grandchildren live somewhere else, you know, go to one of these programs and to just watch the faces of these young kids when the neurons hit, like, wow, that's cool. Gee whiz. I call it the gee whiz factor. Gee whiz. That's neat. And, I mean, this is, it's, I love to watch that in a kid's face. Their eyes get bigger. Wow, you could just see the, you know, like, it was like the light went on in the fridge, you know what I mean?
It's a great spot. I'm not going to add to that too much because I think what you said is just spot on. But they're at Little Red Schoolhouse. When you go inside of the actual nature center, the building, you walk around, and they have children's heights on different boards, like different size children. And the intent, for all of that is to put it in the kid's perspective. So even as an adult, if you kneel down and you do it, I think by that very action alone, Chauncey, you start to remember what it means to be a kid and take things on for the first time or, you know, an experience, a further experience. So.
Well, if somebody wants to get more information, Mr. Mundell, of the Forest Preserve District of Cook County and their plethora of bazillions of things to do in the month of May.
Oh, it never gets old. I love it. It's one of my favorite words.
Where do they go?
Sure. A couple different ways. Go to the website at spdcc.com. You can stop by the nature centers, campgrounds, any of the Zone Team mobile programs that are going on. We'll have guides for you. You can even go on different social media fronts on all that Instagram and things that I don't know much about, but that somebody else does who's smarter than me. But a plethora of ways to learn.
Cool. Well, my friend, thanks for coming on the program this morning, okay?
Oh, I love it every time. Take care.
And we'll see you next month. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18663 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is celebrating with two great programs. One is the Lund Bonus Days to get a certificate for $500 on the purchase of a select 2025 model with a Mercury outboard. Or check out the Lowe's Set for Summer sales event and make your summer fun one you won't forget. Find that durable, trusted Lowe that you've been dreaming of with a Mercury outboard with the best sale of the year that ends May 31st, and you can save up to $4,000. So whether you're looking for a new Lund or Lowe powered by a Mercury outboard, or you want a fun, certified used boat from Waterworks, call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and get ready for a summer full of fun on the water with Waterworks Marine.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. the Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
There you go. Thanks much, everybody. And that's my daughter, Sarah, saying, you know, listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I love her voice. I really do. I keep saying she should be doing voiceovers. Hey, just want you to know we got Jake and, Josh and Jake working. Where are you guys? There you are. All right. you're awake. Any bets on the Derby today? Anybody in there or no? No bets, huh?
I would do either I think it's publisher or journalism.
Publisher?
I'm on the Sandman.
You're on the Sandman?
Sandman looks good, too.
It's supposed to be wet and muddy down there, so you got to pick a good mudder. Is that what they call them? I think it's called mudder. Well, in my youth, when I learned about reading the Green Streak, you were picking mudders, horses that ran good in the mud. All right. That's our sports segment of the show. But, you know, we got Justin and Jake. It's the A-team, guys. I'm telling you right now. The Illinois Muskie Alliance chapter of Muskies, Inc. and the IMTT are pleased to sponsor the 12th annual Bob Kern Scholastic Muskie Tournament. This is a cool thing. No entry fees. It's open to any school student in Illinois, 1 to 12, to participate in this local muskie fishing event. It's held at Johnson Lake in Banner Marsh. That's near Peoria, about 15 miles southwest of Pekin. It's a 600-acre lake, great place. They got loner nets, bump boards. The lake has no wake, no for motors over 25 horsepower. Two teams per school. Casting and trolling are allowed using artificial baits. Adults can assist with handling of the fishing rods. All fish caught will be measured through the Fish Donkey app. Participation does not influence the IHSA Bass Program eligibility. Saturday, May 31st. This is a cool thing. A little bit of musky fishing for the kids. Can't go wrong with that at all. Now let's hear from, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. It's the Aiden Fishing Report from Western Michigan, my grandson. Papa, Dad, his friend, and his daughter, my friend, Sue. My friend. Aiden, we're going to have to talk about this. And I went out after school one day before dark in South Haven. We did good in 40 to 50 feet of water. Small crankbaits and spoons were catching most of the fish. I had some of Captain Tony's flies, but they said they don't catch fish. Then I showed them the pictures you sent me of the time you just were out with Captain Tony, and they put a couple, and we caught fish. Good job, Andy. You got to teach these people. We only took coho salmon, but some other boats took a few Chinook salmon. The guys on the pier that we talked to when we were leaving caught a few coho and some steelhead, but all spawn on the bottom. Tell Grandma I got the rug. Thanks. From her favorite grandson. Well, you know, she's got three grandsons, so they're all her favorite. Remember that. Okay? And that's from my Aiden, my grandson, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Can't go wrong with that one. Hey, today's May 3rd, and that means it's the opening day of Wisconsin. General inland fishing going on with more than 15,000 inland lakes, 42,000 miles of streams and rivers, 1,000 miles of Great Lakes shoreline, and 260 miles of the Mississippi River. Yep, there's plenty of great places to go wet a line this weekend. But please, when you're out there, this Wisconsin DNR said, help minimize the spread of aquatic invasive species. Remove plants, animals, and anything that's hanging onto a boat. Drain all the water from all the compartments and never move live fish from one body of water to another, a.k.a. your minnow bucket. Because the little bitty microscopic things could be in there. The little bitty bitty ones, okay? So you got to remember that always. Remember proper fish handling to ensure safe release. If you're going to release the fish, always wear a life jacket. Always. Do you hear what I just said? Always wear a life jacket. I'm tired of getting reports of losing another angler or people that were with them because they weren't wearing a life jacket. Please, it's not, you know, okay. I mentioned it last week. Bears are wandering around the woods of Wisconsin. So, you know what? If you see a bear, walk the other way. You don't have to go. They're not like buffalo. They're not fluffy cows, okay? They're not big, fluffy dogs. I mean, they will just leave the bears alone. They will be okay. You know, they like what they're doing, and it'll be, you know, something that they'll all enjoy. Whoa, I hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the program. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from the Oklahoma Nation. It says, time is like a river. You cannot touch the same water twice because the flow that has passed will never again pass you by. Enjoy every moment of life. Very true. Time is like a river. You cannot touch the same water twice because the flow has passed and will never pass again. Enjoy every moment of life. And please remember, we do not own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. We are honestly borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Remember that. We'll see you next week. Where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody.